them. Then what happens is that these school officers, with the help of our mentoring assistants also in specific counties, together with the government officials, ensure that back to school campaign is conducted. When we look at this back to school campaign, what happens is that it can be done at a school level, at a community level, at a county level, and at all sectors. The issue here is to really emphasize that schools began since the 6th of Feb. Children should be going to school. So these messages should go to the community, should go to the parents, should even go to the learners. If you're a learner and you're still at home up to this time, what are you doing? What are you going to learn? What content will you learn? Because if you miss a specific content out, definitely will not be able to catch up with the rest. You know, we are talking about the country at large. There are other specific schools that resumed from the 6th, and they are already learning. But many of the schools are just relaxed, and I couldn't really tell whether it is connected with the attitude, because there's this saying that when schools open, like the first week or the first 2 weeks are used for registration, it's just like a perception, which is not like that. We are saying there are 210 instruction days. Instruction days means there's learning and teaching. So if teaching and learning is what we call instruction, how can you start saying that the first week or the first 2 weeks are for registration? There's nothing like that from our calendar. So JESS is doing a lot to ensure that people are enlightened, people are told that they should send their children to school. If you're a child, you must be in school.
And Loyola, let me bring you in also. This is not only this is the sole responsibility, first of all, of the government to ensure that education is prioritized. And in the fiscal year budget 2021-2022, it has also been increased, and the minister would herself commended the matter. But what else are you doing differently, really, apart from the partners, to ensure that the children continue with their studies?
I think it is very clear all over the country that government schools or public schools, they are not paying any money. This is a great achievement. Single money to the schools. So I don't know what is the reasons of making our pupils, learners, and then our students not to go to schools. It is very clear. So, and then all the information has been disseminated all over the country, from the ministry, all the state director generals, county education director, county education supervisors in FIAMS. All they have been informed about this. And I don't know, especially the government schools, what happened.
And talking about government schools, why do you think many parents are now taking their children to private schools compared to government schools? What is really happening, Loyola? Conditions of teachers, could it be?
Yeah, but the teachers' welfare or salaries has been improved. And it still is going to be increased.
Are they receiving their salary on monthly basis?
Yeah, they're receiving their money on monthly basis. Like, for example, January, February. Now we are remaining with March. And soon, next week, we are going to get it.
Do we know how much a teacher receives, for instance?
Now? 15,000
pounds.
And it will increase to 40-something thousand. That's somebody who's in grade 9. And for us who are in grade 1, we'll go to 80-something thousand.
Congratulations for that.
Definitely.
All right. Bring us about 20.
And this will be out in April.
لسه نتكلم في موضوع بتاع التعليم وضيوف بتاعي معي في الاستوديو دافيد لويلا لودو هو مدير عام بتاع التعليم الأساسي والثانوي في وزارة التعليم العام القومي وكمان عندنا ديفيد ماليش هو مدرب بتاع جودة التعليم وده هنا في منظمة بتاع جس اللي مسؤولة وقاعد تتابع قضايا بتاع التعليم في البلاد وخاصة للبنات. ماليش let me come back to you and briefly you would like to add something on what Jess is really doing to ensure that education sector is a priority in the country.
Well, going back to what we have been talking about, looking at enrollment and attendance, which is very low, we are doing a lot. I talked about back to school campaign, and doing this back to school campaign, one is our presence here in the radio station to ensure that we talk to the public about the low enrollment and low attendance, so that the public will be able to act by sending their children back to school. When we talk about children, we are saying each child has a right to learn. For example, we have learners with disabilities who also need our help as community members to ensure that these children also get equal right like the other normal learners. Thank you.
And what about, tell us briefly also on some of the activities, especially concerning girls from the guest perspective, Malish?
Well,
for this year.
For this year, of course, yes, we'll be doing a lot. We have been doing a lot in terms of ensuring that we increase the enrollment and the attendance of the girls in school. As we do that, we give them a small token called cash transfer, which cash transfer will help them to be in school, and they use that money for scholastic materials, because you find that there are excuses where these girls will say, I'm making tea in the market because I don't have money for books. I'm making tea, or I'm at home doing housework because I don't have money for uniform. So that little money that we give them is to make them come to school so that they will be able to continue learning.
And Loela, let's talk about the administration of schools. And do you think they also have a role to encourage parents to bring to schools their children?
Yeah, there's advocacy to stakeholders and then community leaders. Then through Board of Governors and then PTAs. This is going on. And we in the ministry, we are dealing with this back to school. Soon after Easter, we'll be going to Kapweta because this is the state where there's a problem. Then after that, we'll go to Pibor. We came last week from Warap, and then we'll go to Rumbek. These are the places where really girls' enrollment is extremely poor. And indeed, GES is doing wonderful things. Most of our girls, in other states, even you see the number of ladies, of girls is shooting up. So it is because of this cash transfer that GES has been giving. Really, I appreciate that. Yeah.
Right. And Malish, what role do you think can teachers and head teachers play to ensure that the calendar is really respected?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, as I say, that we have 210 instruction days in each academic year. The head teachers first should ensure that the schools have what we call school calendar, and they have class timetables which are followed. For example, if we say we have six periods which are supposed to be taught on a daily basis, it is the responsibility of the head teacher to supervise the teachers to ensure that these periods are covered on a daily basis. That's number one. Number two, we conduct training on school governance. At a primary level, we train the school management committees. You know, the school management committee is a small body managing the school, let alone PTA. PTA is an overall body. That is the body supervising the teachers to ensure that they are in class teaching. So it is a responsibility of these school management committees, which are selected within the specific communities, to supervise the teachers to ensure that teaching is happening. Then we need to add the role of the PIAM education supervisors, because they are the overall now seeing all the PIAMs to ensure that teaching is happening as expected.
Right. And let me come to you again, Loela, and also talk about the issue of teachers who are sometimes absent. They don't really report to school regularly, and sometimes not even respecting the timetable and the calendar. What directives would you give them from this juncture?
What I know right from last year, this absence of teachers are not there completely, because we have been monitoring. Unless only they might arrive late because of the issue of transport, some of them may stay very far. But the issue of absenting themselves from teaching is not there. This is what I know.
There are students or pupils, Malaysia, who are not all, who are also sometimes they don't attend classes they don't report also on the time, and they're also absent from schools. What would you tell them, and as a word of encouragement from here?
Well, as a word of encouragement, all the learners need to know that if they miss classes, they will not be able to perform well in class, because there's no way you will do well if you don't attend the lessons. Mm. So what I will tell the learners is to ensure that they attend classes daily. Under normal circumstances, attendance is supposed to be 100%. Mm-hmm. No question about it.
Yeah.
So if it is a drop, it should be dropping to maybe 95%.
Mm.
And that is where the role of the school management committee comes up, the role of the head teacher comes up, the role of the PIAM education supervisors comes up. JES is actually also collecting what we call attendance. These teachers are supposed to report attendance of the learners on a daily basis to JES, say to the ministry, so that we shall be able to see that this number of learners is attending in this school.
This has not been happening?
It is happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we realize that the attendance is low.
Do you have your own statistics apart from the ministry about the attendance?
No, it's just the same statistics. When it comes, we share.
Yeah.
And when are we expecting it, Loyola? The statistics?
The statistics, I'm sure, is going to be good this time. I know there's no reason for our student to turn up, because I don't know, actually. What is the reason of their not coming to schools, especially in public schools, government schools? I don't know what's the reason.
And do we have a number of the government schools across the country?
Yeah, we have the number of the schools across the country.
How many?
There are 600,000.
The schools?
Yeah.
Let's pick few calls now on 11 or 22 986 986, or you can also send a text to 13 986 986. Get them so I'll be talking to you in the studio. وهذا الوقت اللي نرفع فيه بعض من المكالمات. Hello, radio.
Hello, my name is Joseph Akila.
Yes.
You are connected with Jimmy Dore.
James Dore, welcome.
Yeah, my question is going straight to the guest in the studio that he's saying the teacher is receiving 15,000 for a month. Can the guest break down for 30 days that 15,000 that being given to the teacher? Because the teacher has family, and 15,000 can finish.